On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with John X.
The destructive purple sea urchins have been tearing it up. They're responsible for 90% of the reduction of the kelp in Port Phillip Bay's marine sanctuaries, and they're being removed as part of a trial which is led by ecologists at Deakin University. To tell us more, Dr. Paul Carnell, he's an associate researcher, a fellow in Deakin School of Life and Environmental Services, and he joins us this morning. Dr. Paul, how bad is this urchin situation in Port Phillip Bay?
I guess probably over the last 15 years, it's become quite an issue. Probably alerted to it kind of back in 2010, 2011. And then, spent the next 3 years trying to figure out how much of an issue it is or maybe wasn't. And, we quickly realised that, that this was quite an issue, that we hadn't seen this many urchins eating this much kelp and clearing as much space at any point over the last kind of 50, 60 years. So I guess it was at that point that we started to kind of try and ring some alarm bells. And, we've got some great traction with Parks Victoria and the University of Melbourne and the state government to announce the project.
So what exactly are you doing, mate?
So this project is part of a larger kelp and reef restoration project led by the University of Melbourne and funded by the Port Phillip Bay Fund. And it's looking at how do we try and now restore these reefs. So we've had these urchins that eat out a lot of the kelp. And so this is trying to explore a few different options. And the particular component that I'm leading and what we've just been doing in the last couple of weeks is looking at how feasible is it to be able to cull these sea urchins. So getting park divers out there, volunteers from the community. If we wanted to try and start doing this in some of the marine parks, how feasible is it to get people out there and how many can we, how many urchins can we get rid of?
Yeah.
And how often do we have to do it to be able to start to see the kelp reefs coming back?
Well, and when they eat these, when they eat the kelp, like I'm reading here from your press release saying it takes 10 urchins to eat all the kelp, but you only need two or three to stop that area of kelp from coming back. Do they excrete something that stops the kelp growing? What do they do?
So once they've eaten everything, they quickly realise, okay, we're out of food now. So they kind of start moving around and just effectively kind of scraping anything new that comes back.
Wow.
I think it's because, you know, it can take a little while for the kelp and other seaweeds to grow. Mm. Yeah, you just need one or two just kind of moving around, you know, and they're hungry. They're they're trying to eat anything they can. And so anything that pops up, they'll quickly move over and they'll scrape that off. All it takes is about 10.
Yeah.
But in some areas, we see 40 or 50 per square metre.
Wow.
Almost in some places kind of moving as like a front, like a battle line. and it might only be 1 meter deep, but in that 1 meter, you've got 40 or 50 urchins and they're moving along. And I was just chatting with a colleague the other day that, that spent his PhD working on urchins and he said he'd seen 100 to 150 in some other places. So, And that's the thing, when they get hungry, then all of a sudden they actually have to start moving for their food. So usually these sea urchins are happy just to sit in one place, and if there's enough food, they'll just grab whatever drifting kelp or seaweed is kind of coming past, and they can just sit there and make the most of that. I guess what we saw happen during the Millennium Drought period,
right.
That it really seemed as though they got extra hungry. and we think that was partly because there was actually less nutrients running into Port Phillip Bay to kind of support the kelp and the seaweed productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And so that led to less food for the urchins.
Exactly.
Because they'll feed off all of that extra seaweed that's around. But if that drops off, then all of a sudden you've got this big urchin population with not much food. And I guess because we went through quite an extended period without much rain, that was quite an extended period for them to go through without food. So that seems like one of the kind of tipping points, at least in Port Phillip. Because one of the things I really like about this project now is that, you know, the kind of through the state government and Parks Victoria and the University of Melbourne have all kind of recognised this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so the project is really trying about, bringing everyone together. So, getting the community members involved is a really important part. They were some of the original people that kind of alerted us that this was probably an issue. So
right. It's
kind of nice, kind of full circle to now be getting back out there with them and actually starting to address this issue. And
if this works, Dr. Paul, I guess it can go around to other areas like Tasmania, who has a bit of an urchin problem.
So that's a sea urchin that's come down from New South Wales as the waters in Tasmania have gotten warmer.
Yeah, right.
So it's a bit of a climate change invader, I guess. So there's some really great work being done by the University of Tasmania over the years that's shown that as the waters have gotten warmer in Tasmania, more and more of these urchins are popping up. And at first it was that they were travelling all the way down from New South Wales and from some of the Bass Strait Islands, but now they've really set up shop in Tasmania and they're living there.
Everyone's coming to Tasmania, whether it's tourists or sea urchins.
There actually are a couple of places in Tasmania where people have noticed them starting to eat a few things down there. And it tends to be some of the more protected, sheltered bays where it seems that they can sometimes cause a problem.
Yeah, great. Well, look, all the best with your endeavours and your research, and I hope you come up with something. And just make sure they don't hear about Tasmania, because we don't want them holidaying down here either.